sort of error rates as compared to what they were before?
It's hard to answer that question because if you're in the coverage area, it's essentially zero. I mean, I drove around all day, you know, in a van, in motion, you know, testing this stuff. I wasn't driving. I mean, we had drivers driving. And I think I lost maybe one frame, one out of 10,000 packets got lost. And I had reason to believe that was due to a faulty backhaul between the cell site and the base station, not the air link. Okay. I mean, if you're going to look at TCP retransmissions, most of them are caused by the same thing that, well, I don't know if that's true for the Internet as a whole, but I mean, a very large source of or cause of retransmissions is just round trip time estimates that are off. You know, very few packets are actually lost in this case because the radio link protocol was good enough. It wasn't perfect, didn't have to be, it was just good enough. You know, this is a very hard lesson to get telephony engineers, the X25 types, you know, who have designed these protocols that are very, very bottom heavy, that try to put all the reliability in the link layer. And of course, that's never enough.